Please pray with me. Lord God, give us that sober, strong confidence in you that in the midst of the darkness and confusion of this world, we may stand firm, shining like lights in the darkness, trusting in your promises. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So our text is from the book of Daniel, the lesson we just read, but I'd like to reread it to focus our attention upon it. And beginning in the middle part of verse 1. And there shall be a time of trouble such as never has been since there was a nation till that time. But at that time your people shall be delivered, everyone whose name shall be found written in the book. And many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the sky above, and those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. The book of Daniel is a fascinating book. It's an unusual book. It's the most similar, I think, in the Old Testament to the book of Revelation, with all these strange visions about the rise and fall of kingdoms. And it tells us about the world of Daniel's day, a world of tremendous distress and confusion for the people of God, as they were carried off into Babylonian captivity to another land. Their nation was destroyed. Their capital city, Jerusalem, where the temple was also destroyed. And then we see how Daniel talks about the rise and fall of yet further kingdoms, as he talks about the coming of Babylon, then the rise of Persia, and then he goes on to predict the rise of the Greek and the Roman empires. And finally, it looks all the way down towards the end, toward the coming of the Messiah and the resurrection and the last judgment. And I think as we look it around in our world today, we see so much distress and confusion. It's been almost 2 years now since Russia invaded Ukraine. First time in my lifetime that there was such warfare within Europe. And then most recently, the horrors that have taken place in both Israel and Gaza. Focusing on what God is doing, what Daniel did in the midst of the distress of his people during that time, and focusing on where God is taking us. And where is history going? You know, people have always wondered about these things, speculated about these things, and yet we know that the future of the world is a mystery. Only God knows. And the Bible doesn't give us some sort of step-by-step black and white description of what the end times will bring. But it does warn us clearly that before the end, there will be a time of trouble such as never has been since there was a nation till that time. And Jesus repeats this same kind of language. There will be great distress in the world. There is great distress in the world now, as we see. And along with the distress, we also see great deception. That's why Jesus warns us, see that no one leads you astray. Many will come in my name, saying, I am he, and they will lead many astray. The world is and has been a very confusing place. It was so in Jesus' day, and it is also so in ours. And there's no end to the foolishness and confusion into which people are apt to drift. All these crazy conspiracy theories that we see out there. And then in the world of religion, so many ideas, people going after all kinds of things, New Age and astrology and all kinds of things. Or consider the example of Mormonism, which has been around now for a long time. But how is it that people would believe a young man from New York who claimed that he'd received some kind of special revelation from an angel, that he had received golden tablets on which a revelation had been written in an unknown language? He claimed that Jesus had come to America before and preached to the Indians. And he said that Jesus and the devil were brothers. And then he went on to advocate polygamy as something which is God-pleasing. He even took for himself the wives of some of his associates. And people believed him. Thousands of people believed his outlandish tale. And today, Mormonism is one of the most successful new religions on the planet, proclaiming a false gospel and a Jesus who is not the one true God. Hitler proved that if you want to cover up a lie, you just tell an even more outrageous lie. And so with lies and brutal intimidation, he rose from being an obscure World War I corporal to plunge the world into the most terrible war it has ever seen. Distress and deception continue to be a part of our world today. And Scripture shows us that following the crowd or listening to the voices around us will not lead us down the right path. During the time of Daniel, many of the people of God were tempted to follow the idols of the people they were living in whose midst they were living. But Daniel speaks of those who are wise, who hold fast to the truth of God and also teach others. We read in 2 Timothy chapter 3 where that wisdom is to be found. St. Paul says to Timothy, "As for you, continue in what you have learned and have firmly believed, how from childhood you have been acquainted with the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise unto salvation through faith in Christ Jesus." The wisdom of which Daniel speaks is the wisdom of faith in Christ. That's what stands firm in the midst of the confusion and distress of this world. That's what gives us a steady and clear mind when others around us might be wondering and running here and there in fear. Our gospel lesson and our epistle lesson today both tell us how we are to await the coming of our Lord Jesus. The epistle lesson tells us to be awake and sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God has not destined us for wrath, but to salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. It's through faith in Christ that we stand firm, with our feet planted firmly on his word and promise. His cross and his blood shield us from harm. His Holy Spirit guides us and keeps us in the truth. We have no reason for fear. God has promised us salvation in Christ. And so we can be sober and steady, not driven about by fear and confusion. We keep our eyes on our Lord Jesus Christ. Fear is something that the devil uses to confuse and distract us from our hope. The third servant in Jesus' parable gives us an example of what that fear does. He was faithless and fearful. See these words that he addresses to his master. He says, "Master, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you did not sow and gathering where you scattered no seed. So I was afraid and I went and hid your talent in the ground." He had no trust and confidence in his master. Imagine saying that to Jesus. "I knew that you were a hard man, reaping where you did not sow and gathering where you did not scatter." Our Lord Jesus, who gave his blood for us, he sowed his life. He put everything he had into bringing us to himself. And he calls out to us and says, "Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart." He is no hard man who has no care for us. And so faith in him trusts. And so we live without fear, with confidence. We don't hide our talents in the ground. Without the breastplate of faith in our Lord Jesus and the helmet of salvation, we too might run and hide. But with the steadfastness of our hope, we go forward in Jesus' name. We stand firm, because we know we can trust in him no matter what happens in this world of distress and confusion. The visions of the book of Daniel spoke of how one kingdom after another would rise and fall. For a time, these kingdoms would shake the world with their power and attempt to shape the world according to their false beliefs. But Daniel tells us not to spend so much time thinking about these powers in the world, but to look to the end. Because in the midst of greatest distress, God will deliver his people. And that's the Christian view of history and of political events. Always to look towards Jesus, to remember what God will do on the great and last day of history, the second coming of Jesus Christ, the day of the resurrection of all flesh, and the judgment. The book of Daniel tells us that at the conclusion of history, God will establish his kingdom. As we read in Daniel chapter 2, it says, "The God of heaven will set up a kingdom that shall never be destroyed, nor shall the kingdom be left to another people. It shall break in pieces all these kingdoms and bring them to an end, and it shall stand forever." He speaks of the kingdom of the Messiah. That's the kingdom of our Lord Jesus. He has established it, and he continues to make it grow in and through us, his people, by the teaching and preaching of his word. Jesus is the one who will straighten history out. He came into this world of distress and deception to bear the sin of the entire world. You know, we can't sort these things out. We can't understand these things. We can't unravel the confusion of this world, just as we cannot sort out the distress and confusion of our own hearts, which sometimes mirrors that confusion out there. Sometimes we get so despondent or so appalled by the tragedies and terrible cruelties of mankind, the things that we see around us, that we wonder, where can the purpose and plan of God be? How can it be found in the midst of such things as we see? And the answer is to find it in Jesus Christ and his cross, because there our sin was overcome and paid for. And there the weight of all the world's crimes and atrocities came down on the Son of God. And there he triumphed over all of it. All of the world's hatred and rage against God was overcome in Jesus. And on that last day, everything will finally be put right. All who trust in Jesus will enter into his glory. And those who have not trusted in him, but rather continue to rebel and rage against him, will go to everlasting shame. But no one who trusts in Jesus and takes refuge in him will be ashamed on that great day, because we are clothed in his righteousness. And we stand on the right side of history because Jesus is the one who sets history right. Sometimes it's easy for us to get caught up and carried along by all the great dramas of worldly politics. And certainly as Christians, we should participate in politics out of love for our neighbor. We care about our neighbors. But we should not be carried away by the politics of this world. Because in the end, we know that God's purposes and plans are much greater than the worldly struggle that so engages people's passions. Our work and prayer as believers in Jesus is for his kingdom to come and for his will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. And in that sense, no matter how important political affairs may seem, they are always a sideshow to that which is most important. God's kingdom. God's kingdom will be revealed on the last day. And his verdict in Jesus is the only one that really matters. Those who trust in Jesus will shine like the stars forever and ever. God's purposes will be vindicated. We will rejoice forever. And this text tells us about that eternal joy of God's people. But it also tells us of our life as disciples in this world, because Jesus calls us, his disciples, the light of the world. Just as he is the light of the world, we reflect his glory. We show his love to the world. We stand in his righteousness and innocence, and we proclaim that God has reconciled all men to himself in Christ. So as we look at the distress of the world around us, we remember that the scriptures teach us that these are the birth pangs of a new world which is about to be born. And meanwhile, we live just like Daniel did, in a world that is lost and confused in idolatry. As Christians, we are never to be surprised by all the distress and confusion we see around us, but we are to be on our guard that we may not be deceived along with the world. And we shine with the light of Christ, testifying to it, being faithful to it. Like stars, those points of light in a dark sky, we shine the light even more as the world around us grows dark. St. Paul refers to this passage from Daniel in his epistle to the Philippians, when he describes the Christian in the world, he says, do all things without grumbling or questioning, that you may be blameless and innocent, children of God without blemish, in the midst of a crooked and twisted generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding fast to the word of life. As we look at the world around us, we are not surprised by what we see. We do not expect that right will immediately prevail or that we will live in some sort of utopia, but we call others to this same righteousness that we know, forgiveness and new life in Jesus. And we hold out that word of life, shining like stars in the dark sky. We do so with courage and perseverance, because we know that Jesus is coming soon, and when he comes, he will set everything right. All the sorrow of this tormented world, all the brokenness of our own hearts, everything that is twisted and false will be put right. And the victory of Christ's cross and resurrection will triumph over all evil. Amen. And may our Lord Jesus guard and keep us in his peace, which passes all our understanding in the face of this world of confusion and distress. Amen.